Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dave Barr, he pastors the New Hope Windward Church. And the New Hope Windward Church is one of the fastest growing, most dynamic churches here in Hawaii today. And his passion is helping people develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And not only that, but helping them live out God's plan for their life. He loves to teach the Word of God, teach the Bible to people. And anybody who has ever heard him preach or has seen him in action understands not only the practical way, but the creative and humorous way in which God has blessed him with the ability to communicate. He lives in Kaneohe with his wife, Lisa. They have three daughters, and in his free time, he loves just hanging out with his family. He's a movie buff, movie lover, and enjoys eating out, golfing. He's a waterman, water sports, and of course, coasting along on his motorcycle. And Dave is in studio with us, Pastor Dave Barr, and he's brought a special friend of his, a member of his church, who God has used in a marvelous way just over the holidays in sharing his amazing testimony of the transformational working of God. So, you know, here on Monday, we do we're here live in studio, and it's one of those days where we just sense that God is moving in a very, very, both sensitive to you and to your needs, to where you are in your life. And with a dunamis, with a dynamic power of the Holy Spirit to speak to you and minister to you and encourage you and bless you in a very personal way. We here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to put your trust in Jesus. Pastor Dave has done it. Alonzo Charles has done it. And I've done it myself as well. We've put our trust in Christ. We want you to do that. Christ shed his blood on the cross. He died for your sins. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And the living Christ today calls people to himself. You know, author and motivational speaker John Maxwell wrote, "The great men and women of history were not great because of what they earned or owned. They were great because they gave themselves to people and causes that lived beyond them." And I'm looking at Pastor Dave Barr and Alonzo Charles today, and they're here because they're going to share with you about a Lord who has taken up the cause of humanity that will certainly live beyond them. Pastor Dave, Alonzo, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Danny.
Now, Alonzo, you, just tell us, where did you grow up?
In my earlier childhood, I grew up in Kalihi, so Kuhio Park Terrace, or KPT, was more well-known. And then after my elementary years, our family moved over to Kaneohe side, so we live in the Ko'olau village right now. So,
now you are an educational assistant right now, mm-hmm, at Hakipu'u Learning Center.
Yeah.
And so God is using you to work with children and enrich their lives in their very the critical formative years, uh-huh, of life.
Yeah.
And he's placed you there with them. Pastor Dave, you are now launching a new series at your church, New Hope Windward. It's called Conquering Cravings. How did you come up with that title?
Well, in 1 Corinthians 6:12, Paul's addressing this phrase that the Corinthians were kind of stuck on, which was, everything is permissible for me. And they were kind of stuck on that phrase, like, I can do whatever I want. And Paul says, yeah, everything is permissible, but not everything's beneficial. And then he said, I will not be mastered by anything. And so as I was thinking about that passage, I thought, you know, Paul said we're not to be mastered by anything. We do have a lot of freedom as Christians, but nothing should master us. And yet so many things do master us. And one of those areas in particular is food. Mm-hmm. And food is an area that often controls us rather than us controlling it. So we decided, new year, let's get off to a good start. Let's help people learn how to conquer their food cravings. And so that's how it came about.
Conquering cravings. We all have them. We all have them. And you have, Alonzo, you have a special testimony to share about how God, in the course of a year, amazingly has allowed something to happen in your own life. But now, let's back into it a little bit. You mentioned you grew up at Cujillo Park Terrace. Mm-hmm. What happened early on in your life that changed the course of your life to the place where some real reworking needed to take place in your heart and life?
Well, growing up at Cujillo Park Terrace, I was in my earlier childhood years, I was real Mr. Hello type of guy. I had a lot of friends. You know, I made friends that were way older than me. So, I mean, I was just real fun and loving to everybody. But so basically, right around my sixth grade year, the summer of my fifth grade, going into sixth grade year, I just had a friend that I thought was a friend, and basically he slept over one night, and then I was sexually molested. So, I mean, from there on, it kind of carried over throughout the course of a year, and it happened maybe 3 or 4 times. But, I mean, we then moved to Kaneohe, and it kind of, it just left a residue, you know, on my life, and I just went through all these different trials and all these different seasons in my life that was just, it was really dark for me, you know, so it just went through, like, depression and questioning my worth to society, to my family, to my friends. You know, I felt worthless, basically, and just a lot of things that it caused me to go into a lot of different areas that which I shouldn't have. You know, I went into alcohol at a young age and kind of hit the party scene. I kind of ran away from home after high school, went to college to just play around and fool around and, you know, act out, I guess, yeah. And basically, God kind of, I guess, let it happen, knowing the plans that, well, knowing he had a plan for the turnaround, you know, the great turnaround, I guess, because everybody's testimony, it touches someone.
That's why I mentioned and I quoted John Maxwell at the beginning, because of there's a certain generosity that you have in being able to speak about your experience. Other people have experienced the same thing, mm-hmm. some worse, mm-hmm. But it's worse. Mm-hmm. Whoever experienced it, it's worse. Mm-hmm. It's a unspeakable thing to mm-hmm. go through. But in sharing that, there is a salve of healing that God can bring mm-hmm. in the lives of others. So your ability to speak out speaks of your generosity. Now, in going through that, let's go deeper. How much do you really feel it impacted you in the course of your life? Did you tell people about it? Did other people know that that had happened to you?
No, I never told no one. I kept it a secret because of the shame and, you know, the embarrassment that it holds. You know, you feel dirty.
How old were you when it happened?
I was 11 turning 12, maybe. About 11 turning 12, yeah. So my sixth grade year in elementary school. So
you never told anybody?
I never told
anyone.
Kept
it a secret. Do you think that you mentioned acting out? Those were ways to kind of release some of the emotions that you were having?
I believe that was, that's exactly it. You know, it just, I guess when you feel worthless, you kind of don't really care of what you do, when you do it, and who you do it with. And so, I mean, it was just, it was a low area for me. So, you know, that's what introduced, I guess, was to the alcohol, to the partying, to, you know, just going out and the bad grades in school. So, yeah, it played a big part in a lot of that, in a lot of the low areas. So,
but sometimes experiences that we have mm-hmm. and things we go through in our earlier, when we're young children, it leaves that indelible impression on us. And some people call it a scar, a mark. But the result of it is a life of it could be called a life of indifference, a life of fatalism, a life that says, you know, I don't care mm-hmm. because that scar has somehow marred us. We're talking about a very deep issue, sexual molestation today. Alonzo Charles is here. He is today healed by the Lord. He will even share of how he now looks upon the person that did that to him when we come back from our break. You know, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we are about gut level stuff. You know, this is real life. You know, we don't live in a crystal glass, in a crystal castle that is just pristine. Every one of us, when we live our life, we all have scars, we all have bumps and bruises, but the beauty of the gospel is that Christ can come into our life and your life, and things can change, not just for the better, but for the best. That's the power of the gospel. I'm here with Pastor Dave Barr. And one of the members of his church, in fact, he was recently featured at the New Hope Windward Christmas musical production. And I saw it. What an amazing story Alonzo Charles has shared. He's with us too, and he'll be back to share more and more discussion, reflections, thoughts, insights on how Christ can bring healing to people's lives. Yours, mine, ours. Hey, we're all in this together. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time?
What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I don't know about you, but there were times in my life when, you know, I would hold things in. And the reason I would hold them in is because I was either ashamed of something I had done or something that was done to me or an experience that I had. I don't want to share it with anybody. I keep it to myself. And maybe I didn't even want to get busted, so I just kind of kept it in. But I'll tell you what, you know, something extremely freeing happened when there was a point where I was even able to share it with a best friend. And wasn't judged for it. In fact, my best friend being able to take it in and just to know that I shared it. You know, the Bible talks about confessing our sins to one another that we might be healed. There's something very deep that takes place in the heart of a person. And God is moving in our life today, especially because of the guests that we have in studio with us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and my featured guests today are Pastor Dave Barr, Senior Pastor of New Hope Windward Church, and Alonzo Charles. Alonzo was a football player. He played for Castle High School. He's today an educational assistant at Hakipu'u Learning Center. And he was just sharing about an experience early on in his life that really changed him, but recently Christ has done an amazing work. As you're tuning in right now, you might be wondering if you can get the whole show, and my answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the show in its entirety. Not only that, but other shows, other programs by different topics, subjects, and other resources that we make available to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Dave, before we get into it, it relates. You're doing a series now at New Hope Windward called Conquering Cravings. Tell us about that and how that relates with kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, cravings can master us, or as Paul would say in Corinthians, we need to master cravings, because he instructs us that we shouldn't have anything that we become addicted to, and yet we do crave things. And so in this series, we're focusing primarily on how to conquer food cravings. But people can be addicted to many more things than food. You can be addicted to overconsumption of media, to the internet, to Facebook, sad to say, to codependency, to the approval of people, to workaholism. I mean, you name it. I think everybody has an addiction or a craving that they need to control rather than it controlling them. So we're focusing on that and giving people real practical ways, both spiritually as well as physically, how to conquer your cravings. And Alonzo, is our guest here, has just been an incredible example of somebody who's conquered his cravings, as he has lost this last year over 134 pounds of weight in 12 months. And so he's a living testimony of how you can control cravings rather than them leading you down a path that you don't want to go down. And so, Alonzo, with that in mind, If it's okay, Danny, did you want to have him address some of that? Okay, so tell us a little bit about how, you know, you have learned to control your cravings this last year. And I think one thing you mentioned Sunday was that the first step to conquering craving starts with the spiritual side. And you had a turning point in your life when you realized that the Bible says your body is a temple of God, and that God expects us to steward that temple, not to trash the temple, but take care of it. And so that was a turning point. So share with the listeners just how that helped you.
Yeah, about this time last year, we were going through a series called God's Prescription for Health. And, you know, everything just kind of clicked for me. I was already big, you know. I was I topped off at about 444 pounds, and I was just, I was massive. But, yeah, Pastor Dave was speaking about our bodies being a temple, and how it's biblical that it says that we have to take care of our temples. And you know, what clicked in me was that over the years, you know, so much has happened to my body, or so much has happened to my temple, and it was just time to clean house. That was just the mind frame that I was in at that time. I was just like, you know, I mean, I'm starting to get this spiritual thing down. I'm starting to get my faith in order, and it was about time to change my physical side of my life. And you know, at that time, God was just screaming at me. He was like, "Dude, you need to shape up." But I mean, physically shape up. So now I'm going through a little toning phase. But
he looks completely different. I mean, when you see the before and after, he looks completely different.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah. You look terrific.
You do.
Thank you. But yeah, basically, I'm just it just clicked with me, and this. Throughout this past year, 2012, I was in the mindset that my commitment to God, I mean, my commitment to bettering my physical self is a replica of my commitment to God, because, you know, God did call us to care for everything that He entrusts us with. So, and basically, I just took that and ran with it, you know, because I felt like I needed to devote myself to Jesus Christ.
So here we have a person who is sharing with such clarity and vigor of the things that God is doing in your life now. And in our last segment, you talked about as a child, 11 years old, mm-hmm. you were sexually molested. Mm-hmm. Right there in your home, someone you thought was your friend mm-hmm. had come, and these things happened over the course of time. Mm-hmm. And the kind of effect that it had. Now, we got to build a bridge here.
Okay.
The bridge between then and then massive weight gain, topping off at 440 plus pounds. You've already lost over 130 in the last year. But talk to us about this bridge. Let's just call it the bridge of healing that took place that now has led to your ability to articulate so clearly now of your love for the Lord and His life. Take us back. How did that healing take place?
Okay, so basically, you know, after all of these things happened to me while I was 11, 12 years old, I just went through a period of just depression, and you know, I kind of acted out in ways like I went into alcoholism at a young age. I went into going out and partying, I guess, in my high school, college days. And also, I looked to food. You know, I just kind of ate to take away the pain, because it tasted good. It tasted better than the bitter taste of what happened to me earlier. Yeah, it was comforting. Yeah. So basically, it just went. I mean, I took my eating and I never put any restrictions on it. So I ate whatever, whenever, you know, it didn't matter what I was eating, basically. So, yeah, and from there I just grew physically. But it wasn't until maybe a few years ago, 3 years, one of my best friends, I call him my brother, Andrew, he kind of helped me replant myself into a church, which was the church that I'm attending now, New Hope Windward. And From there, I started joining ministries. I started serving. And, you know, I went for maybe 4 years, you know, kind of doing the undercover Christian thing, you know, going to church on Sundays. And then during the week, I would be doing, you know, worldly things and secular stuff. But it wasn't until maybe 2010 we started this Decade of Destiny theme for the decade. And I don't know, I just kind of like, I was sitting in church one day listening to the, actually paying attention this time. So
you did not pay attention all the other times? No.
There were a few messages that Pastor Dave spoke, and you know, it spoke to me, but it never really stuck. It never really stuck because I was still kind of struggling with strongholds and chains that were placed on me from what happened to me in the past. But it just seemed like it was time to turn around. I got sick of it personally. I just got sick of where I was at, you know, and just a low area, dark area for me. And so over that time, from 2010 to 2012, I began to grow spiritually. I mean, it was really slow up until last year, 2012. You know, I was just kind of like, I was still shy, I was still shame, and I was still struggling with what happened to me. But through serving, I've known a bunch of men, people, and brothers that I've made along the way, which has kind of built the bridge of healing, mm-hmm. the bridge of healing. So, but yeah, I mean, what happened to me? Maybe 10 years ago to with sexual molestation, I actually never shared that with anyone until right around the same time as our Prescription of Health series. And the first person I shared it with was my mom. You know, she was my caretaker, and you know, I just love her to death, that's why. And so after that, it kind of went into a small group where one of Pastor Dave's assistant pastors was present that night. And he kind of gave me a friendly nudge so to go up and share my testimony. And that was the only time I came out with my testimony publicly, other than my mother. And, you know, that night, it's something clicked. It felt like chains were just being cracked open, where it was just, I was able to step into freedom, you know, to step into freedom. And then it carried through the year. And then it's just been, God's been chopping away roots, and it's just amazing. It's overwhelming. It's surreal at times, you know. It's like, I can't fathom what God is doing in my life and what God has already done in my life. So
the fact that you shared, mm-hmm. The actual sharing. How did mom respond when you shared it?
Oh, a lot of tears. A lot of
she
tears.
She had no idea.
No idea. You know, she did what the mother would do. You know, is cry and confide, and you know, she'd be like, "Where was I? You know, why wasn't I here?" And you know, my mother was a very hard worker. You know, she worked 2 to 3 jobs. I don't ever remember her not working a single job, you know. So she was paying the bills, you know, and it wasn't her fault. I kept having to tell her, it wasn't your fault, mom. But she's my mother, she, you know, she was just worried, you know. She was like, "Oh, my son, you know, where was I?" And, but I
yeah,
mean,
because we're talking after years of this happening, and mm-hmm. You talk about chains mm-hmm. being broken. Pastor Dave, you know, people today, you know, we've heard it said before of how people live quietly desperate lives, that there is a yearning in the heart of people. We live hidden lives too. You know, there's it's beyond just healthy discretion. We live in some ways live lives of shame. Mm-hmm. And the more freedom we have, which comes through opening up, there's a healing that I can take. It's almost like the devil uses that to mm-hmm. to squander the wealth that the Lord has imparted to us and invested or deposited into our lives. And many of us don't realize that it's being taken away. And we just live, and then we become, then we create an image, right? Now I'm going to, when someone looks at me, they're going to see this. And I'm going to, we're masking all this other deep stuff. But look at what has happened. For you to be able to share what you're sharing now, and to see not only the inward change, but the outward transformation. When we come back from our break, Alonzo, I'd like for you to talk more about what it did in you when you shared. Because someone listening today, and they themselves know what it is. And they just hearing you might bring them to a place of courage to be able to share with someone that they think God might have brought into their life to confide in. And that may be the launching pad or a breakthrough moment for them in their release, healing, and a new beginning in their life. That's the blessing of you being here. And when we come back, we'll hear more. So stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, did you ever have an important call that you were on your cell phone, I don't know, iPad, your Android? You're on your phone, and you could see the bar. You knew your energy was running low, and how stressful it got because you knew that at any moment this thing would click off. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. And so it does bring to mind how reliant are we on electronic devices today. And I think it's ever so fitting because at New Hope Windward, nhww.org, Pastor Dave Barr is going to preach, is actually in a series right now. You can hear him there. You can either go to the church and hear him in person or you can go online, nhww.org. But he's sharing and preaching a series called conquering cravings. I want him to share a little bit about that, especially in light of these electronic devices that we are so tied, so connected to. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today, Pastor Dave Barr, Senior Pastor of New Hope Windward, and Alonzo Charles, sharing heart-to-heart, gut level, in a very healing way, building bridges of healing, sharing it out of his life and building bridges of healing with you in the name of Christ. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you're wanting to know what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We have something special there for you. Okay, Pastor Dave, iPad, iPad mini, iPhone, I mean, see that percentage sign go down, those numbers go down, we see that bar go low. How dependent are we on these electronic devices? Are we in danger of being wrapped into something that needs to be broken itself?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians, and he said, I will not be mastered by anything. And that includes iPhones and iPads and Androids. And, you know, technology is used to serve us. But what happens is we can sometimes become addicted to it, and then we're serving it. And I think as it relates to our conversation today with Alonzo, you mentioned before the break that, you know, when we sin or have been sinned against, we can hide. We know Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, they hid. Mm-hmm. And they hid from God. That's just a natural tendency, and we can keep things to ourselves. And I think technology gives us another way to hide. Adam and Eve hid in the bushes. I think we hide behind our technology. We mm-hmm. hide behind the computer screen. We hide behind various, you know, texting incessantly sometimes.
That's like the 21st century loincloth.
Right? Yeah, it can be. It can be. And so I think, you know, for me, because I can hide behind it too. And with the demands of work and people connecting with you 24/7, there are times that we just have to turn it off. So, and sometimes I need accountability with that. My wife will say, can you put the phone down? It's her way of saying, stop answering emails. And I'm like, yep, you bet, babe. Thank you.
I'm with you, right? Just yesterday at lunch, we're you know, there at California Pizza, just me and Jamie, and she says, Dan, you gotta put the cell phone down.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm with you. We talk about, Alonzo, we talk about, you shared about the bridge to healing when you opened up to mom, mm-hmm. and then you opened up to the group about what happened to you, 11-year-old boy getting sexually molested. Mm-hmm. You described it as like chains breaking. Okay. Describe the feeling of what it felt like to be able to share this in front of these other men. What happened inside of you?
So, as I was sharing with my mom, it was very emotional. You know, tears were flooding up the room. So it was really heartfelt, because my mom was worried, and I was coming out to her and telling her what had happened to me. So that was like untying the bow, I guess, on a present, you know. And then later on, as I went through the went to our men's group that we go to on Wednesday nights, is Pastor Trevor, our assistant pastor at New Hope Windward, was there, and he kind of shared his testimony. And after that, he kind of sat by me, and then he gave me the friendly nudge to go and share mine. And as I was walking up in the front of the group, you know, there were just fear, and my brains were exploding, and it was a long walk. For 3 feet. But it was scary at first, but as I was sharing, you know, tears coming down my eyes in the front of maybe 15 to 16 men, and just coming out with that, it was like it was mind-boggling, but it was it seemed kind of freeing, you know. It seemed like I was transparent enough to just share with these men, you know, these what you would look at as just being real, you know, manly, masculine, and leaderish, you know. So, I mean, it was a crazy feeling. It was a crazy feeling, and ultimately that led up into our Christmas production that we just had this past Christmas season, where I was asked to actually share my testimony with thousands of people through video testimony. But that same feeling was there. I was just terrified, and I was like scared to share my testimony, because I mean I still struggled with my being worthy, you know. I mean, this is nothing. I mean, nobody's gonna listen to my testimony. That's kind of how I felt. But it was after the services where people would tell me how they experienced the same thing growing up, and they went through the same experiences that I went through. It was heartwarming because, I mean, Pastor Dave shared this with us. We do better together, you know. So I guess it was nice to know that we all are able to walk this Christian life, to walk this life together. You know, we're not lonely. We're not by ourselves. Where something like this could cause us to feel like we were alone, like we're alone in this world, and nobody wants to touch us. Nobody wants to be a part of us. So it was totally freeing. The chains that I was holding were being broken, were just lifted. All the burdens were lifted, and just it was a miracle. It was miraculous, and it was a God thing.
This is absolutely remarkable. Uh-huh. And the remarkable nature of the work of God in your life is that it's practical, in that it can be distilled into the life of a dear listener right now, wherever they are in their life right now, whatever they're going through. It's like, Alonzo, you shared about the bridge of healing, mm-hmm, from your childhood to your adulthood, mm-hmm, and that bridge. Mm-hmm. You're building a bridge now, right through the radio waves, right through the internet, right through media, to connect with somebody and to remind them that there is not only hope that's good sounding, you know, good sounding words, but it's substantial. It's life on life hope. You know, loneliness is a killer. Mm-hmm. Loneliness makes us think weird thoughts. Loneliness makes us feel complete despair. Loneliness and depression can even lead to a physical pain. Mm-hmm. And it drives people to places and doing things that, out of desperation, they do. And it could leave a trail of wreck or, and a heartache. That's why it's so important that you're here to share. There's a redemptive power in what Christ has done in your life and what Christ can do in the lives of others. You heard God. Pastor Dave, you're a man who hears the voice of the Lord. After you're finished with your Conquering Cravings series, you're going to talk about something related to hearing or listening. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're going to do a 7-week series on the weekends at the Regal Cinemas, as well as at our online campus, about how to hear God. A question I get a lot from people, and I've asked it as well over the years, is, how do I know when God's speaking to me? Because sometimes God will speak to us in our thought life, inside our hearts. And how do you know when that thought comes from you or from God, or just from maybe a bad burrito you had the night before? You know, it's like, was that you, God? And so we're going to talk about how do you know when God's speaking to your heart. And then we'll also have a focus on how to hear God speak through the Word, because the number one way that God will speak to us is through His written Word, through the Bible. So the emphasis is on hearing God and your heart and your thoughts, as well as the Word. And we're excited. We're going to learn not just from our pastoral teaching staff, but we also have Pastor Rick Warren from Saddleback Church who will be teaching us via video, as well as Bill Hybels from Willow Creek Church. So it's going to be a great time, and my number one prayer, Danny, is through that series is that people would just draw closer to God because he wants relationship with us. And if you're going to have a relationship with somebody, you got to talk to them. They got to talk back. And I meet so many Christians that don't often hear God speak to them. Or if they do, they don't know it's God. And so I'm really excited because I want people to be able to grow in their relationship with Christ.
You can hear Pastor Dave and his staff, his team of leaders, as well as Rick Warren and Bill Hybels via video. When that series comes up, you can check them out now at nhww.org. Of course, visit them at their church, Regal Theaters, there at Windward Mall. nhww.org. I'm here with Alonzo Charles and Pastor Dave Barr. When we come back from our break, hey, this man lost over 130 pounds. He's sitting here comfortably. And he's now talking about not just losing weight, he's talking about tone. We know that's raised up to another level in the workout cycle and the workout system.
That's right.
Definition is what we're talking about here. When we come back, Alonzo will share how, through Christ and his strength, he experienced this marvelous transformation. He'll share that with you and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I hear these phrases from time to time, and one of the phrases that I've heard relating to food. And this, you might have heard about carbohydrates. White ain't right. Now, that might be a strong way of saying it, but you got to hear the context of it. I'll let my guests talk about it today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Pastor Dave Barr of New Hope Windward Church is with us, as well as Alonzo Charles Alonzo Charles, you know, that's part of his mantra, you know, white ain't right when he's thinking about foods. But I think we got to bring some context to this. What does it all mean, Pastor Dave? By the way, before we go to that, thegoodlifehawaii.com, you can get this show, pass it on to others, you know, listen to it and get enriched. Sometimes it's good to hear something over, but share it via email, Facebook, Twitter, pass it on to others so that they also will be encouraged by the bridge of healing that we've been talking about. Pastor, you talked about white ain't right. There's another part of the phrase and there's context to give it to us.
Sure. So as we're in this series right now, Conquering Your Cravings, the special emphasis is on conquering food cravings. And there's a spiritual side to conquering cravings, and there's also a physical side. And when it comes to the physical side, what some of us know, I did not know this a couple years ago, but food has a huge impact on your cravings. And so, as you said, whites ain't right when it comes to carbohydrates, white rice, white pastas, white noodles, white bread, white sugar. Those molecules that are in sugar, when they get into your body, they actually tell your brain to eat more food and to store more fat. So a scoop of white rice, for example, when you eat a scoop of white rice, your liver converts that rice into glucose, which is another word for sugar. And if you have excess sugar, that turns into fat. So when I eat white rice now, which I eat it rarely, but when I eat it now, I remind myself I'm basically eating sugar. And so our phrase is, when it comes to carbohydrates, whites ain't right, get down with browns. And Harvard came out with a study just recently about how brown rice can actually lower your risk of getting type 2 diabetes. On the contrary, if you have 5 servings of white rice in a week, you highly increase your ability to get type 2 diabetes. That's what the Harvard study came out with. So what they found was is that brown rice actually can lower your risk of getting diabetes, whereas white rice will increase it. So we encourage people to avoid the whites because they can spike your cravings. And so there's a madness to overcoming cravings, and actually not a madness, but a wisdom, and that would be, when it comes to carbohydrates, whites ain't right, get down with browns.
Get down. Now, you have a terrific example here in studio with us in Alonzo.
Yep.
Brother, what do you do? I mean, I mean, it seems to me like the transformation that has taken place is a little bit insane. Have
yeah,
you done anything, anything related with something that might be, someone might say, I would describe it as a bunch of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah, he lost 134 pounds, those of you who just joined us. And so, Alonzo, tell us about how you did it.
Well, you know, just like what Pastor Dave said, I quit all the white carbohydrates, and I substituted them with brown rice, brown bread, even flat bread, you know. So, yeah, basically I changed my diet, and then I dropped a lot of weight just by the diet alone. And then at 440 pounds, I decided one day, oh, I should do some kind of exercise. So I went and I walked around the block. And, you know, it in my brain just told me, or maybe it was God that said to me, you should do this every day of the week. So basically, I started walking around the block, and, you know, I gradually turned into running around the block. And then I felt as fit as I can conquer mountains. So I eventually went hiking. Oh. So I went, I did go hiking. So I just like to walk and wander, I guess. And then eventually, with just, well, maybe 3 months ago, I started the Insanity program.
That's the word.
DVD program. Okay. Yeah, it's aerobics.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
If you do it, it feels like insanity.
It's intense. Yeah, it's
really
crazy.
Intense.
I mean, just looking at the cover, you'd be like, these people are nuts. They belong in an asylum. So... But yeah, so basically, I just started walking with it, literally walking and then running, then climbing mountains and then doing intense workouts. So
you started small.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's another phrase, Danny, and I just want to throw that out to our listeners, is when it comes to getting healthy, start small, but start now. Yeah. I mean, so for instance, when it comes to brown rice, Dave, I don't like brown rice. Okay, well, then have some white rice and some brown rice. Do something. Start small, but start now. And those little changes, when you take a few steps, by the end of the year, you've gone a long way down the road. So start small, but start now.
That alone is an encouragement and a motivation mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hoping, I'm sensing that there's somebody listening that they're saying, you know, I'm going to go walk around the block. I'm going to just change, you know, just a little, get that, you know, white ain't right.
I'm going to get down with Browns.
Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Dave, Alonzo, thank you. You guys coming today has been a blessing to all of us. And your generosity in sharing not only your story, but even giving the practical tips of what the Lord has allowed you to do. Over 130 pounds and counting, it seems. Yeah. Now we're talking about toning up those muscles. great progress, but the healing of a soul. Healing of a wounded soul through Christ Jesus, the power of the shed blood of Christ, the power of the resurrected Christ, touching a life in Hawaii Amen. This very day. And as he touched Alonzo's life, he can touch your life. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, whether you're listening here in these islands or in on the mainland or anywhere in the world, as you hear this, God sends these men of God to remind you of the love and hope you can find in Jesus Christ. Alonzo, Pastor Dave, thank you. A big mahalo to you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing more inspirational stories. These are stories of hope and faith. And you know what? There is no better time than right now. This is that perfect moment to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. 2 p.m., 12 midnight, weekdays, thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can download these programs for free. Share them with a friend. John 15, verse 8, Jesus said, Do this to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Pastor Dave Barr and Alonzo Charles. Find out more at nhww.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez and Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.